Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. On this episode of Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to Tanya Nolan. Tanya Nolan is a soulful R&B pop singer, songwriter, actor, fashion designer, entrepreneur, and producer. She's known for her unique power range, original tracks, and cinematic music videos. She's had a number of songs chart on the Billboard charts. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Tanya Nolan. Tanya, thank you for your time today and being on the Celeb Savant podcast. To start off, tell us, where do we find you in the world? What's happening in your life, and how are you doing?
Where you can find me, simply Google Tanya Nolan, and it's spelled T-A-N-Y-A, Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, and any search engine, and it will lead you to all of my music. When it comes to social media, like Instagram, for instance, is I Am Tanya Nolan. YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitch, even Twitter is Tanya Nolan. That's okay. How you can find me. And as far as how I'm doing today, it's a great day today. Woke up feeling refreshed. Ready to get my day started, and this is my first interview for today, and I have about 10 more.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Tanya, let's take it all the way back to your musical career. What started you or invigorated you to get into the entertainment industry, and how did that itch allow Tanya to do that?
Okay, well, you know, I was 15 years old, and I wanted to make some extra money. So I asked my mom, is it okay if I get a job? She said, of course, yes, real quickly, and handed me the Galveston Daily News newspaper. So as I was searching through the newspaper, one thing that caught my attention was an ad that was looking for a female vocalist for a local band. And the band was called Down to Earth. That was the name of the band. I called the number, addition over the phone. I don't remember what song I actually sung over the phone, but he was like, well, how old are you? And I need for your parents to bring you to a rehearsal. He wanted to know if that was really me singing. So we went to the rehearsal. I got the gig, and I have not stopped since. So even from the age of 15 up until now, I've been at it when it comes to, you know, music.
So when did you leave the band Down to Earth and become a solo artist?
Oh, I was with Down to Earth from the age of 15 to maybe 22, 23.
Okay.
And I started my own band. I went by the name of QT when I was with Down to Earth, and that's Q-T-E-E. But when I branched off to do my own thing, it was authentically myself, Tanya Nolan. That's the name that I use. And we've been doing my own thing as far as not being under the umbrella of someone else, about the age of 23.
So the difference between performing with the band and performing solo, what is the difference for you?
Well, for me, it's not a difference. When I was performing with the band, even when I branched off to do my own thing, I still had a band with me. But in the studio, there's a difference when you're not with a band, because it's not the stage, you know, you behind the mic in the studio booth. So there's a difference doing my originals. With bands, I pretty much was doing copy tunes with a mixture of my originals. But the only difference is that not being on stage versus being in a studio booth.
So your creative process from creating 0 to 3 to 4 minute song, what is that process for you? And does it change each time?
No, each time is different. It's never the same, just like butterflies. They don't look alike. So the process is different. You don't know where it's going to take you.
And what inspires your writing? Is it experiences of yourself or what's happening around the world or both?
It's a combination of both, but mostly for me, it's experiences that I've actually encountered during my journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I constantly tell myself, do not be selfish when it comes to, you know, my writing process by putting a lot of me into it, like real life events. So I allow myself to do that. And that's very challenging for me because I am extremely private. But I force myself to do that because I know if I do that, I'm not disservicing my followers and my fans.
And also the thing is, though, even though it's your experiences, the way the fans interpret it for themselves will each be different.
Will each what be different?
So the way they interpret each of your songs, so everyone interprets information differently. So it's called neurolinguistic programming. So I will interpret a song differently to you. So the meaning for them will be slightly different compared to what you wrote about.
It might be, you know, you never know. Each person experience is different, but for the most part, I would gather if they can relate to it, that yes. It has some similarities.
Exactly.
So it's a blessing in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many years ago, it was CDs, vinyls, cassettes. They're making a comeback, gratefully, because I love me a CD. I love holding the book. I love looking at the art. I love looking at the lyrics. Now we've got these streaming platforms. What is your perception of the way people are now consuming music?
I don't like it, but, you know, I choose to go with it, you know, so I can, you know, stay in the game and have my music heard. It's a big difference, especially financially. But I do miss being able to open up a CD and seeing all the credits and seeing the beautiful pictures. And some had the lyrics and some personal things about themselves. We're not able to do that more so unless there's a special edition of a vinyl, you know, or something like that. And I miss having the luxury of being able to, for particular artists, because they do have some CDs out, but particular, especially underground artists and a lot of independent artists that are very talented, whereas they don't have their music out in the Targets or the Walmarts, et cetera, or record stores to be able to go in there and just look. So I do miss that part. So,
yeah, I agree, because it's a whole journey experience, going to the store, paying for it, choosing what you want, coming back, being excited to listen to the songs. These days with the streaming platforms, it's like, oh, I don't like the song, so I'll just skip it. And it's taken away some of that energy exchange for you guys as the artists, because I believe as we pay for the CD, we're saying thank you to you for your hard work that you've done. And I'm still doing that because I buy my CDs. And it's in inverted commas cheapened the music industry, I would say, because do you agree with that?
I agree with that. Totally. It's like artists nowadays, some of them are getting less than a penny. The record labels are not even, from my research, and I could be wrong, and not getting the majority of the dollars. But I think it's a complete ripoff.
You know, in South Africa, there are no more CD shops. They all closed down a few years ago. Yeah. So when I buy my CDs, I have to buy them from Amazon overseas, because there's no other route for me to buy my CDs. Tell us the new music that's coming out. Tell us a little bit more about the new songs.
Gladly. So I do have a holiday single out now called What Would a Christmas Be? Produced by Corey Moe. It's out on all major platforms as we speak today. I'm super proud about it. And it's called What Would a Christmas Be? I do have new music coming out in 2023, the first quarter. Excited about that. Got a couple of features, not ready to announce who that is as of yet, but it is a pleasant prize. So I'm excited about 2023, the new music, and you know, the new videos that I have coming out. And I'll be on tour in 2023, my first major tour. So I'm excited about that as well. Super excited.
So is the new music going to accumulate into a CD?
The new music is definitely going to accumulate into an album. So I have a few more songs to record, but I have a lot to choose from. So I'm curious to know what my focus group is going to pick.
What do you mean your focus group? Are these fans or?
Yes, it's fans and, you know, associates and friends. Okay. We'll be all around. I don't know what spot I'm going to have it at as of yet. We're going to play my unreleased music.
Okay.
And they're going to write down which ones they like best. And I'm going to consider that. And that's how I'm going to choose what's going to make the album or not.
And if one of the songs that you love is not chosen, are you still going to put it on the album?
Absolutely, because it's my album.
There we go. That's, I love that.
Yes, I'm a fan of myself. So, of course.
If we can't be fans of ourselves, then no one can be a fan of us.
Exactly. And I am the label, so I get to make the final decision. I like that.
There we go. What do you enjoy about performing live?
What I enjoy about performing live is that I get to actually interact with the audience. I love the feel of being on stage. I love the feel of the sound of real instruments behind me and to the left and to the right. It's just an incredible feeling than just being in a studio booth. It's like the stage to me is like my second home. I absolutely adore it. It just feels right.
And you still get nerves before going onto stage to perform?
Absolutely. And what I tell myself constantly, and I'm like, after all these years, I've been doing this forever, I still get nervous. So, but what I tell myself to calm my nerves is that, Tanya, you get to do this. You get to do this. I convince myself that it is rewarding. Although I know it's rewarding, it's just it downs the nervousness a tad bit.
But I think the nervousness allows for that passion to come through, because if their nervousness wasn't there, I think it would be strange, you know, for anyone performing live.
I don't know, because when you're nervous, you're not putting your best foot forward. That's me personally.
Okay.
I want to be calm. I want to be relaxed, and I just want to perform like it's a treat.
Okay. Understand.
Without feeling as if I'm getting judged.
Okay. Now, I like standing in front at concerts. And what frustrates me is that everyone's got their cell phone trying to get the perfect picture or video of the artist when they're right in front of them. Yeah. As the receiving end of that, how does that make you feel?
It's today's time is what's happening. You know, if you have all these people out on your phone and you say, hey, put your phone down, you know, they're going to put it up anyways. Yeah. They're going to have it out anyway. So I mean, just let them do them. And that is a big difference, because they was not doing that like that years ago, because that we didn't have what you call cameras on the flip phones.
Yes.
So now it got to go with the flow. You don't have to go with the flow, but I'm choosing to go with the flow. So I've allowed myself to get comfortable with it.
And pre-cell phones, cameras weren't allowed into concerts. They confiscated them. So they can confiscate everyone's cell phones. So it makes sense.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Tanya, I'm going to put you on the spot. I love playing this game, but my recipients don't always like it.
I'm with it. Let's go.
So I know the answer will change if I ask you this question in 2 minutes, 20 minutes, or 2 days.
Okay.
Your go-to top five songs by other artists in this moment.
Go-to top five songs. Of course, mm-hmm. Tanya Nolan first. Second, I'm Jasmine Sullivan. Third, the Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. Fourth, Michael Jackson. Fifth, Prince.
It's a nice mix. Interesting.
Yeah, mix. I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, we all could, but that's why I like playing this game, because it's like, okay, in this moment, let's just choose and have fun.
Right.
So Tanya, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. The US, UK, Australia are my main listening audiences. Obviously South Africa as well. So as a final message to the listening audience that's out there around the world, what would you like to say?
I would like to say this. Continue to always look forward to a Tanya Nolan record. Your support is appreciative. Add me to your playlist. When I have a tour, buy a ticket, come support, because I plan on not letting any of my followers and fans down. I hope it's really an enjoyable, memorable experience for all of us.
Perfect. So as Tanya says, listen, play, enjoy, and experience the music.
That's right.